Can you just give us your reaction to news this morning that David Cameron has announced a £20 million fund to help teach some Muslim women English in the fight against radicalisation?
As far as money is concerned for helping Muslim women, I accept that. And it's a great step. But I don't understand, I don't think there's any connection between Muslim women and the radicalisation. All the people who we see in the past are radicalized. They could speak perfect English. They were educated. All the people who are mainly connected to radicalization or doing any act of terrorism, they're all good speakers in English. So I don't agree with Prime Minister that making women speak English, it will reduce the radicalization. I don't agree.
What do you make of the idea of this fund being created and the idea of helping more Muslim women learn English? You think that is a good idea? It's just a case of it's not connected to radicalization. What do you make of the idea of promoting more sort of English learning, if you will?
I don't agree that it should only be targeted to Muslim women. It is same the other brothers, our brothers, Hindu, brothers Sikh, they are having the same problem. The women do not go to university or have same education. It's not, it is a problem. I will welcome any attempt to educate women and I'll go for it, but not penalizing that it's only the Muslim women needs to be educated. So I don't agree that the education of, you know, will reduce the act of terrorism or it will help reduce the radicalization. But of course, I welcome the money if it's being spent to the women to increase their education, their knowledge, and that will give them chance to get jobs. Yeah, I accept that. I welcome that.
One of David Cameron's other comments has been in terms of the Muslim community and women and women's role in the Muslim communities and how helping them learn English can stop segregation. What do you make of that idea?
Well, I don't agree that it will help segregation. But, as I said, educate them, give them English, to learn English, it can help to understand the culture of UK, to make them good citizens. But I do not agree that it can help in any way to reduce the radicalization.
Obviously, you don't agree that teaching Muslim women to learn English can help fight radicalization. What do you think could be done, or what do you think needs to be done in the fight against radicalization?
As I said, all those people who are radicalized, they are educated people. I've got so many examples, people born in this country, been to school, been to colleges, been to university. So there is no connection between being uneducated and being radicalized. I think it's the other way around. More educated people are radicalized than uneducated or people who hasn't got education. So I agree people should have learned English, and I go for it. If there's any help to educate English ladies, English women, yes, I accept that. That will, to reduce the radicalization, I don't agree that it is any connection between the education and non-education, and it can reduce terrorism because of radicalization. I don't agree with that.
What do you think would be a good way of reducing radicalization? Obviously, you know, education isn't, or teaching Muslim women English isn't something that you think would help. Do you think there is something that could be done to help less women become radicalized?
We, as a representative of Muslim community. We have got all what we could have done in the mosques. We do educate. Islam is the religion which is against radicalization. And Islam educate people to become good citizens, whichever country they live in. And I don't think there's any connection between the religion of Islam and radicalization. Whoever are doing that, they might have their other agendas. It's nothing to do with the religion, nothing to do with an education. To understand people more, the mosques are doing their own. When we have any function, we have got speakers, women speakers who speak. Our scholars, they make speeches. All the mosques all over UK, there is not any example that there is any scholar or any mosque is connected directly to radicalization. We are doing what we could do. I mean, the people who are radicalized, they are going to school, they are going to universities. Do you think if somebody has attended a university and he is radicalized, university should be closed? Or the school he or she attended, that should be closed? Women who are going to Syria, they are good educated women. But the education hasn't helped them to unradicalized. If they're doing it, they're doing for their own reason. It's nothing to do with Islam, nothing to do with the mosque, nothing to do with our culture.
And finally, when you heard David Cameron's comments this morning, how did that make you feel when you heard him make that connection between radicalization and Muslim women not speaking English? What did you feel about that?
I feel upset with his remarks because it's giving the wrong impression to the UK citizens, all the people living in the UK. Non-Muslim people can have wrong ideas because it's the Prime Minister who is saying it. So whatever word he says, they believe it. But in actual fact, I don't know where he gets his information. I don't agree with him. I represent, as I said, chair of 70 mosques in Manchester. I don't know not a single mosque or single person who has been contacted for information. If David Cameron needs any information, why doesn't he speak to Muslim community leaders? Why can't he speak every area like Rochdale, Blackburn, Bolton, Manchester, Bradford? They all got Council of Mosques, which are elected by the mosques of the area. Every mosque have got their own committee, which is elected by that particular mosque. And the number of mosques in the area elect Council of Mosques. So in fact, the chair of the Council of Mosques is represented of that area. I have no knowledge that David Cameron or anybody has ever contacted the representative of mosque to get his information. Where he got his information, I don't know. So it is him to answer, but we will be glad if he wants us to speak to him. We will be gladly do so. And then we can explain where he's wrong. He's actually educating English citizens wrong ideas about Muslims. Those ideas which even we don't know what he's talking about. So I'm sorry, he hasn't got his information right.